I mentioned just a second ago that I think that these shortened time frames could lead to some more disapprovals. However, if a county disapproves it or the county's designee, they have to give very specific reasons for it and articulate each reason for the disapproval. They've got to put it in writing, which makes doing the likely applications for writs of mandamus a bit kind of clarifies that, and that each reason has to be directly related to the requirements of this subchapter, include a citation to the law or the statute or the commissioner's court order. It's the basis for the disapproval. And, of course, you can't be arbitrary or just intended to delay. So every plan application that comes in, if it's disapproved, whoever's handling it is going to have to put down in writing specifically each portion of it that they are disapproving it for and cite to some law or order as to this is why on each one of these. Have to give some sort of legal authority for it, which I suspect is going to require a lot of time with whoever the county attorney is or whoever's handling that. Okay. So the applicant gets disapproved. If that happens, they can do a written response. And look at the last sentence down there. The commissioner's court or designee cannot establish a deadline for that written response. Now, the county's got these 30-day shot clock running, but when they disapprove something, the applicant can sit back apparently indefinitely. They might want to wait until the next election. They might want to wait until certain members of the commissioner's court are on a vacation, or who knows what. But they can pretty much just sit back and pick their time as to when they're going to make a response to the disapproval. Okay. Once you get a response to the disapproval, once the county receives it, you've got 15 days to act. And again, for those of you that have dealt, you know, in government, 15 days is a pretty short fuse. Okay. You have to, whoever's handling this is going to have to comply with all the requirements there. And that bottom part, again, this is very significant. You can only disapprove the new application for a specific reason provided about the original application. So you may have disapproved, the county may have disapproved the original application for four different reasons. And here comes the response. In the meantime, somebody may have noticed something else or circumstances may have changed, particularly since the applicant can wait any amount of time that the applicant wants to come back. Other things may have happened. However, the bill would, that if it, law, this becomes law, the response that comes in, you can only address the reasons for which it was disapproved the first time. And it would appear that you wouldn't be able to take into account change circumstances. I sort of understand here. I mean, it requires the county to go through and address each of the reasons for a disapproval. But once again, if it meets the requirements, then it needs to be approved. And the dates there, once it gets shorter again, you've got this shorter shot clock running. Now here's the last one. You know, I'm going to just it's just remarkable if in a legal action challenging the disapproval of a plan application, and remember, the plan application is anything up to and including the final plat, the county has the burden of proving by clear and convincing evidence that you've met all the requirements of the subchapter or case law, and there is no deference to the commissioner's court or their designee's decision-making. Burden, once the challenge is done and you get into court, the burden is going to be on the county to show that you've, by clear and convincing evidence, that you followed everything. Okay. Thank you for bearing with me on that. It's just that bill, and that's, mind you, as I said, that's just the portion affecting counties, just parts of the portion affecting counties. There's a much bigger part, somewhat bigger part above it that has similar effect on the cities. But as I said, I'll leave that to somebody else to deal with that deals with the municipal law. Another thing I wanted, a couple of other pieces during the time I've gotten, how much?
You got about 10 minutes.
Okay. Fire codes. This is in the bill, in the paper, excuse me. This thing is still in committee, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with it. But House Bill, oh, and by the way, the previous bill that I'd gone through, that is actually moving. That looks like it has some legs.